The Pardoner's Prologue. Here follows the prologue of the Pardoner's tale. Greed is the root of all evil. Paul's Epistle to Timothy, Chapter 6.
Sirs,
he said,
in churches when I preach, I make an effort to have a loud speech. I ring it out as loudly as goes a bell, for I know everything by heart that I tell. My text is always the same and ever was. Greed is the root of all evil. First I announce from where I come, and then my papal edicts I'll show, each and every one. The bishop's seal on my ecclesiastical license, that I show first my body to safeguard, that no man be so bold, neither priest nor clerk, to disrupt me from Christ's holy work. After that I then will tell my tales. Papal edicts of popes and cardinals, of patriarchs and bishops I show. In Latin I speak a few words to add spice to my preaching and to incite them to devotion. Then I show, afterward, my long crystal stones, crammed full of rags and bones. They were relics, as everyone believes. Then I have a shoulder bone in a brass container, which was of a holy Jew's sheep. Good men, I say, pay attention to my words. If this bone be washed in any well, if cow or calf or sheep or ox well, that any snake has eaten, or snake stung, take water from that well and wash his tongue. It is whole immediately, and furthermore, of pustules and of scabs, and shall every sheep be whole if from this well they drink. Also, pay attention to what I tell. If the householder that owns beasts will every week, before the cock crows, diligently drink of this well, as the same holy Jew, our elders, taught, his beasts and his livestock shall multiply. And sirs, it also heals jealousy. For when a man falls into jealous rage, have his suit made with this water, and never shall he more mistrust his wife. Though the truth of her sin he knows, although she had taken two or three priests. Here's a mitten also, that you may see. He who puts his hand in this mitten shall have a multiplying of his grain when he has sown, be it wheat or oats, provided that he offers pence or otherwise groats. Good men and women, one thing that I warn you, if any person be in this church now who has done such horrible sin that he dare not for shame of it being confessed, or any woman, be she young or old, who has made her husband a cuckold, such people shall have no power nor any grace to offer to my relics in this place. And whoever finds himself out of such blame, he will come up and offer, in God's name, and I absolve him, by the authority which by papal edict was granted to me. By this trick have I won, year by year, 100 marks since I was a pardoner. I stand like a clerk in my pulpit, and when the lay people have sat down, I preach as you have heard before, and I tell of 100 false tricks more. I exert myself to stretch forth my neck in all directions. Upon the people I nod as does a dove sitting on a barn. My hands and my tongue are so busy that it is a joy to see my business. Of greed and such cursedness is all my preaching, which makes them generous to give their pence, and especially unto me. For my aim is only to gain a profit, and not at all for the correction of sin. I do not care at all when they were buried, except that their souls have gone astray. For indeed, many a preaching comes often during a time of evil intention. Some in order to please people and flatter them, to win promotion by hypocrisy, and some for vain glory, and some for hate. For when I in no other ways quarrel, I sting him with my smart tongue in preaching, so that he shall not escape to be slandered falsely, if he had done offense to my brethren or to me. Though I do not tell his proper name, men shall well know that it is the same by signs and by other circumstances. In this way I pay back people who offend the likes of me. I spit out my venom upon appearance of holiness, to seem holy and true. But shortly I will describe my intention. I preach of nothing but covetousness. Therefore my purpose is yet and ever was, greed is the root of all evil. Therefore I can preach against that same vice, which I will use, and that is greed. But if I myself am guilty of that sin, I can make other people forsake from greed, and bitter to repent. But that is not my principal intention. I preach nothing but covetousness. Of this matter it ought to be sufficient. Then I tell them my anecdotes of old stories from a long time ago, for uneducated people love old stories, such things they can well report and hold on to. What do you think that while I may preach and acquire gold and silver because I teach, that I will live in poverty voluntarily? No, no, I never thought it, truly. For I will preach and beg in various lands. I will not do any labor with my hands, nor make baskets and live by that, because I will not beg unprofitably. I will not imitate the apostles. I will have money, wool, cheese, and wheat, even if it were given by the poorest peasant or the poorest widow in a village. Then all their children should die from famine. No, I will drink wine and have a jolly wench in every town. But listen, sirs, in conclusion, your pleasure is that I shall tell a tale. Now that I have drunk a mug of malty ale, by God, I hope I shall tell you a thing of that, with reason, will be to your liking. For though myself I am a very vicious man, a moral tale I can tell you, which I am accustomed to preach for to profit. Now hold your peace, my tale I will begin.